In Venezuela, critics of President Hugo Chavez says he has never welcomed criticism, and now he's promising to silence one of his most determined foes. Chavez has said he will not renew the license of a major television station when it expires in May, because he says Radio Caracas Television is a tool of the American empire. The decision has press freedom groups alarmed, and his foes say democratic freedoms are eroding. NPR's Juan Ferrero reports.
It's early morning in Caracas, but a big crowd has formed outside the station known by its call letters, RCTV. They carry bullhorns and Venezuelan flags, and they charge that RCTV is out to topple Chavez. William Diaz is among the leaders of the protest.
They insult the president from here every day. This channel kneels before the American empire.
Inside, television host Miguel Angel Rodriguez is on the air. He's a wiry inquisitor who is never soft on the Chavez administration. He accuses it of corruption, incompetence, and taking Venezuela to Cuba-style communism. Today, his guest is Américo Martín. He is a prominent leftist who opposes Chavez.
We can't say that Chavez is a Hitler. That would be an exaggeration. But we're headed that way. If this regime began as an extreme authoritarian regime, it's on the way to becoming a totalitarian system.
It's constant criticism like this that has fueled the government's anger. The government also accuses RCTV of supporting a 2002 coup that temporarily deposed Chavez. With the overthrow, RCTV and other stations celebrated. And then, when the interim government began to collapse and it looked like Chavez would return, RCTV and the others took their news programs off the air. Now, stronger than ever, the Venezuelan leader is accelerating the state's role in key sectors. The telecommunications company is being nationalized. So are electric utilities. And he says Venezuela will this year take majority control of four huge oil projects from companies like ExxonMobil, Chevron, and BP. On May 28th, Chavez says RCTV's concession will end for good.
Let them cry, let them pout, do whatever they want to do. The concession for that fascist channel is over.
Marcel Granier is the director of the station. He acknowledges having supported opposition efforts, but he flatly denies supporting the coup, and he says he tries to be fair.
If the president wants to come to the station, he's free to come. If his ministers want to come to the station, they are free to come. And on several occasions, we have invited them, and many times they declined the invitation.
Press freedom groups note that non-renewal of a license is not censorship, as long as the motivation is not political. Government officials say RCTV has violated laws, but they've been unclear which laws. Carlos Lauria, an Argentine journalist, led a delegation from the New York-based Committee to Protect Journalists that recently met with government officials.
When we met with the government, they said that RCTV were coup plotters. They said that they destabilized the government. Well, those arguments, which have been given by different public officials, including President Chavez, are basically political arguments.
If RCTV shutters, it's the end of a 54-year-old station that's been an icon here. RCTV produces the famous soap operas called telenovelas, exporting them to more than 80 countries. It has 3,000 employees, 250 of them working in the news department in bureaus nationwide. In one of its studios, it produces the top-rated soap, Te Tengo en Salsa, or You're in the Hot Sauce. This soap is about two brothers who fall for the same woman. One actress on the program, Marta Olivo, came to work at RCTV in 1953.
This is my life. This has been my home.
For now, the station is operating normally. Soaps and variety shows continue to be filmed in 16 studios. Carpenters prepare sets. Workers like Janet Leon are trying to put on a confident face.
We're really a big team, and we're very optimistic that we're going to get through of this situation. And we're going to keep working as we've been doing it all these years.
Still, no one knows for how long, except perhaps President Chavez. Juan Ferrero, NPR News, Caracas, Venezuela.